Hello and welcome to edition 151 of the NRF1 podcast, your Formula One podcast recorded right here in Norfolk, UK, and brought to you by our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online, where you can sign up to the game by visiting nrf1.uk or gpro.net/nrf1. My name is Michael Bailey. I am a sports journalist. I'm a sometime F1 correspondent, and I will be leading this podcast where we bring you our predictions for this weekend's 2017 Chinese Grand Prix. Joining me in the pod, someone who's very good at predictions. He's a two-time Prediction League champion and the current defending Prediction League champion, as well as our old-school F1 champion, Steve Frust. Steve, is this a bit you're excited about, genuinely excited about? We got some messages from you in the last few days about how excited you are about the Prediction League and how you're going to obliterate us all.
Yeah, I just remembered I sent that. Yeah. I was in thinking,
were you drunk?
No, I wasn't. I was in thinking, what are you talking about? I don't know. I don't remember anything.
I mean, it was vicious. It was like, I'm going to destroy you all.
Well, it was the thing. It was, I think, actually, I might have had a drink because I was in Rome when I sent that. But no, because I kind of watched the highlights or something like that, and I saw the results, and obviously I knew qualifying because I'd seen that on the internet and that whilst I was over there, and I was like, blimey, from memory, I think I've kind of actually done quite well. So I thought I'd just send a jokey, you know, like sort of, because obviously I'm defending the champion anyway.
It was bravado.
I thought I'd just stick one right in there.
We'd have never got that from Nico Rosberg this year, let's be clear. But it was good. I liked it. It was fighting spirit. We know how seriously you take it, given the kudos points hit you took on your last predictions of last year. But hey, it did the job. It was stitch up. Well, you won, so you know you can't complain too much. Right, before we get stuck into the Chinese Grand Prix predictions, we'll have motoring journalist David Tillier on the line too to get those. I want to bring you an update on how things went for the Australian Grand Prix. So in terms of Australia, can I just first of all say we had a huge amount of people get involved. I think we have 15 people involved already after the opening round. So loads of you out there have got in touch and have put forward your predictions. Not entirely sure everyone was listening to the podcast. I think a few kind of replied to things, but everyone has said they want to be involved, so they're in there. They will be in the algorithm going forward, and we'll see how things pan out. But thanks to all those who have got involved. It's brilliant stuff. And likewise, if you want to get involved, all you need to do is send us your predictions, and they can be on anything random in Formula One. Each race weekend, send them in to us by email nrf1podcast@gmail.com or on Twitter or Facebook. The handles are at the NRF1. All you have to do is get them to us before the start of FP1. That's the only rule, and then we'll decide what merits a successful prediction or not. And you might get some kudos points for the more outlandish ones too, and Richard Baxter is the master of such things. But I just wanted to point out there's some great performances. Andy Whitney, who's sent in some great pre-season predictions as well. The door is closed on those now, I'm all afraid. But he sent some more as well in terms of Australian Grand Prix. He predicted that it would be Mark Webber on the podium doing the interview. He predicted that there would be a Haas in Q3, which I think was pretty good going. So some good work there. Stuart Prinsloo, I hope I pronounced that right, Stuart. He predicted the top four in order. That's not bad at all. Steve, as we know, you text us to say how well you did with your claim that Vettel would win, that Hamilton would be on the podium, and that McLaren would only have one DNF. Nailed that too. So there's some good stuff in there. Some good positive results for the opening weekend. And what I can tell you is if you go to nrf1.uk/predictf1, you can see the latest standings with some jazzy new graphics, as well as listening to the podcasts and see how things are panning out. We've also got our honours board in terms of past Prediction League results, where you can see Steve was a two-time champion, which I'm sure Steve will be spending a lot of time on over the coming weeks. And hopefully at some point as well, I'll have a link there to people's predictions so you get to see them in advance, although that might take a bit too much work. I've got to kind of figure that one out. So if you can bear with me, I'd really appreciate it. So all in all, Stuart is top of the fledgling table, but we'll see how things go. And it is a prediction league that relies on being regular as well as being correct, so you can't fluke it in one week. We'll see how things pan out over the course of the season, and hopefully, as I said, we'll end up getting maybe a prize involved for the top podder who finishes top, the top outside the podder, who finishes highest up. I think that was Kieran Cousins last season, and Kieran's got involved again this season. So thanks for that, Kieran. Keep them coming in. And hopefully we can make this prediction league the best damn thing ever in Formula One ever. Because don't forget, you can predict whatever you want. That's the way it works. Before we get into the serious business of the Chinese predictions, our season preview podcast is available. All of our Australia Grand Prix review is all there. Our China preview, they're all there on our podcast player. And if you subscribe via your player of choice, you can listen to them all. All you need to do is visit nrf1.uk/podsubscribe and you should be able to find your link, be it to iTunes, Audioboom, Google Play, Spreaker, Stitcher, Acast, whatever. And if yours isn't there, let us know. Email nrf1podcast@gmail.com and we'll dig it out so that we can add it to the list. So round two, China. Still earlier in the season. I mean, DT's already kind of touched on it in our last podcast, hasn't he, Steve? It's kind of difficult really to say what we're going to get because it's so early in the season.
Very true. Whilst you were speaking, I was then just trying to think of what I think might actually happen, considering I haven't actually seen a race yet of 2017.
You've seen 6 minutes of action, yeah, Steve. Yeah. 6 minutes of action. That's not enough, is it?
No. I'll try my best, though.
Let's just get one in from our man, Daniel Hall, over in Texas. I think you're in Texas, aren't you, Daniel? McKinney, Texas. Sounds like a nice place. McKinney, do you think that's a nice place, Steve?
More than likely. It's in America, so it's bound to be.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
I like America.
You like America? Good. Daniel, let us know if McKinney's a nice place, but I bet it sounds cool. He's got in his Chinese Grand Prix predictions. He says Hamilton will win. In fact, he's given us the top 10 in order. Hamilton, Vettel, Verstappen, Bottas, Raikkonen, Ricciardo, Perez, Massa, Sainz, Grosjean. There it is. What do you think of that, Steve? He's sort of nodding with a scratch of the beard.
Probably quite a strong prediction, actually, that. Yeah.
You might copy it?
No. I've got to do something, different to that, haven't I? So.
Got to do something different to that. All right, well, I tell you what, you think about that. Let's get our man DT on the phone.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah! I love how people will have progressively seen you grow into this role, DT. Please still come in person, though.
Yes, that would be preferable. Although I have opened a nice galoos. I pronounced that wrong, but it's a blonde beer.
Oh, so now you're just rubbing it in.
Yeah, it's very nice.
All right. So well, cheers. Yeah, well, I have nothing to cheers you with because we haven't got any of your blonde beer. So next time you come in on the podcast, I want a full pack of the blonde beer.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
how about just
put
a blonde with me?
All right. Okay. Well, that would be awkward, probably. But make sure she knows about Formula One. That's the key requisite.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Right then. Come on. I'm going to come to you first. You can give us your China predictions. Go for your life.
Oh, the pressure is on. Yes, I'm as prepared as usual, which means not at all.
Good.
So. I am going to be triply boring with my top three. I'm going to say that Hamilton is going to get pole again because I think he just has the edge over a single lap. I think that he is going to just about clinch the win with Vettel coming in second. And I think Bottas will round out the podium again. I'm going to say Kimi is going to be fifth.
Oh, who's going to be fourth?
You
don't have to answer that, but
Ricciardo.
Okay. You mean Daniel Ricciardo?
Yeah, I'm still going to call him Ricciardo because that was what he called himself when he first joined Formula One.
Yeah, but we already had this argument, DT. He's wrong.
I'm stuck in my ways.
He's wrong. He doesn't know his own name.
He can't be wrong about his own name. I'm going to say that there is going to be at least one Force India in the top 10 and both Force Indias in the top 12.
Right, okay.
I'm going to say that Haas with Rogro is going to get top 8.
Oof.
And I'm going to say that Giovinazzi will finish the race higher than Ericsson.
I was thinking of that one too.
Is that enough?
That's enough by me. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I think I'm happy with that.
Okay, well, I think this time we'll hang up and say thank you very much for your time this week, and we will see you very soon.
It's been my pleasure. I'm going to finish my beer and enjoy the rest of my evening. Hope you guys have a nice rest of the pod.
What a star. Cheers, DT. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Cheers. Bye. Yeah.
Bye. This is a message for you, our dear NRF1 listeners. In the last year, there is a young British startup that has shaken up the shaving industry. Over 100,000 men have joined Cornerstone and are now getting a smoother shave than ever before. It's a simple combination of great products, amazing customer support, free delivery, and fair prices that has made Cornerstone the fastest growing shaving company in the UK. It's basically shaving's equivalent to Max Verstappen. They've won numerous awards for their super sharp German engineered razor, just think Mercedes, and outstanding customer support, like a Charlie Whiting hotline, along with endless plaudits from the media, including GQ, Esquire, and the Daily Telegraph. That would be Max Verstappen again. Cornerstone know they need to earn your trust, though, so to let you try their award-winning razor for a fraction of the standard price, with this offer you can get £10 off their razor and get started for just £4. Just visit cornerstone.co.uk and enter the code NRF1 at checkout. Visit cornerstone.co.uk to find out what a smooth shave actually feels like, and if you don't like your Cornerstone razor, Cornerstone will even give you your money back, no questions asked. Now, let's get back to that NRF1 podcast, shall we? Well, there we go. There's a few there that you were like, oh, I was going to predict that, Steve.
Well, I still am, because I haven't really got much else and I'm struggling a little bit through not watching a race since last season. But I think with Australia, obviously the podium after Saturday was Hamilton, Vettel, Bottas. I think we're going to get the same result, but I think this time in the race they're going to finish in that order. So my first prediction is that we're going to get Hamilton, Vettel, Bottas will make up the podium on Saturday. My second prediction is that they'll finish in that order on Sunday.
Okay.
But my third prediction is I think we're going to see some rain in the race. I'm not going to say we're going to have a complete wet race, but I think we're going to see some rain. I think, because last time I said that we would have one McLaren DNF, I think both of them will finish this time. I think we'll see both Williams in the top 10 to finish on Sunday. And we'll go for a wild one, at least one Red Bull to not finish in the top 10.
Oh, that is a wild one. You get a kudos point for that one, Steve. Well done. Well, that just leaves me then, doesn't it? As always, I'm always last. Why am I always last? Probably because I've not actually thought about what I'm going to predict. I think it'll be a Lewis pole and a Lewis win. I do feel that is going to happen this time because I'm not... We know that Ferrari haven't got the genuine pace in qualifying, and surely Lewis isn't going to botch up his pit stop and his... He does need to get his head around the tyres, though, so that's going to be on Lewis. But hopefully that will have happened from what happened, you know, from how it all played out in Melbourne. I think Sergio Perez will finish in the top 8 in his Force India. I like the Giovinazzi prediction that DT had of him finishing above Marcus Ericsson. So kind of inclined to agree with that. He will be at least he will finish ahead of Marcus Ericsson, and there'll be a car in between them. So it won't be a team by a teammate prediction. He'll be a car sandwiching Giovinazzi and Ericsson. That makes sense, doesn't it? I think there'll be a McLaren in Q2, and I think Fernando will therefore finish 12th. Why not? That's random enough, isn't it? And fastest lap will go to Kimi Raikkonen because he just fancies it. What do you reckon, Steve?
Gutsy.
Yeah, that's me. That's me all over. Right, I think that's quite enough then, really. I've said how you'll want to get in touch. As I said, if you want to predict anything in the Chinese Grand Prix, all you need to do is get it to us via the usual means, via all our social media, however you want to do it, before the start of FP1 each race weekend. And you know where to listen to all the podcasts if you so wish. Thanks to DT on the phone. Steve, thank you so much for your time this week. Much appreciated. What is your one word for looking forward to the Chinese Grand Prix?
Speed.
That's it. That's all we're going to see. Speed. Maybe pick up a marble at the side of the track if someone pops down. Not while the racing's on. We don't want any injuries. No, don't do that. So, goodbye from me too. Goodbye from Steve. Thanks to our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online. You can sign up at gpro.net/NRF1. This has been the NRF1 podcast. Enjoy the racing in Shanghai. Good luck with those predictions. And we will see you to review all the action on the other side. Goodbye.